ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the north of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Holy Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda. Obstacles to spiritual practices. 24. Ekdin Gangadhare dariye ekhate ekti taka niye arekhate mati niye mati taka taka hai mati. এইরূপ বিচার করে উভয়কে যখন গঙ্গায় জলে ফেলে দিলুম তখন মনে ভয় ও ভাবনা হলো. ভাবলুম মা লক্ষ্মী যদি রাগ করেন ও তিনি যদি খেতে না দেন. তারপর মনে বললুম মা লক্ষ্মী তুমি আমার হৃদয়ে থাকো, তোমার ঐশ্বর্য আমি চাই না. ওয়ান ডে স্ট্যান্ডিং অন দি ব্যাঙ্ক অফ দি গ্যাঞ্জেস উইথ এ রুপি ইন ওয়ান হ্যান্ড অ্যান্ড এ ল্যাম্প অফ ক্লে ইন দি আদার, I reasoned within myself and came to the conclusion that there was no difference between the two. So I threw both away into the river. But this made me somewhat anxious, lest I should have given offense to the Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who might stop my daily bread. A second thought presently arose in my mind. Accordingly, I said, O Mother Lakshmi, do thou make my heart thy throne. I do not want any of thy wealth. That's a beautiful way of Sri Ramakrishna's famous mantra. Taka mati, mati taka. Taka mati, mati taka. And he renounced money. And never he could touch money in his whole life. Swami Vivekananda made a remark. What is education? Swamiji said, education is the nervous association of ideas. It is really, you know, we know many things, but they are not one with our system. Intellectually, we know many things. The nervous association of ideas. That is education. That we see Sri Ramakrishna. The moment he says, I cannot touch metal, thus, his whole body will withdraw, sink, will shrink from that object, metal. Even when he went for the call for nature, he could not carry his water carrier, that is a brass pot. Somebody had to carry so that master could have washed. You know, we have never heard such things in our lives. We read many books. We read the lives of the mystics and the saints. But how? He was challenging the doctor. You touch money with my body? See? Check? The moment he says, who immediately they have hand bent and almost paralyzed. Shrinks. And the breathing stopped. Taka mati, mati taka. This is Swayam Paramananda. We are reading side by side our aims record also. Let us see. Let me see the Gospel 572, 647. When I attain God, I shall attain everything. I renounce gold and silver, saying, rupee is clay, clay is rupee. Gold is clay, and clay is gold. With these words, I threw gold, silver, and clay into the Ganges. Then I was afraid at the thought that Mother Lakshmi might be angry with me because I had treated her wealth and with contempt, that she might even stop my meals. So I prayed to the Divine Mother, O Mother, I want thee and nothing else. I knew that by realizing her, I should get everything. Bhavanath, smiling. This is the shrewd calculation of a businessman. Master, smiling. Yes, that is so. Once the Lord was pleased with a certain devotee, he appeared before him and said, I am very much pleased with your austerities. Ask a boon of me. The devotee said, O Lord, if you are gracious enough to give me a boon, then please grant that I may eat from gold plates with my grandchildren. In one boon covered many things, wealth, children, and grandchildren. That is called Patwari Buddhi. A very calculated way to ask, to talk to God. Let me see, 647, what he says. Sri Ramakrishna says, birds and monks should not save anything to Mahima. You are a householder, therefore you should hold both to this and or to that. Both to the world and to God. Mahima, sir, can one who holds to that also hold to this? Master, one sitting on the bank of the Ganges near the Panchabhuji, holding a rupee in one hand and clay in the other, I discriminated. The rupee is the clay. The clay is verily the rupee. And the rupee is verily the clay. And then threw the rupee and into the river. But I was a little frightened. How foolish of me to offend the goddess of fortune. I thought, what shall I do if she does not provide me with food anymore? Then, like Hazra, I sought help in a ruse. I said to the goddess, Mother, may you dwell in my heart. Once the Divine Mother was pleased with a man's austerities and said to him, you may ask for a favor of me. O Mother, said he, if you are so pleased with me, then grant that I may eat from a gold plate with my grandchildren. Now in one boon the man got everything, grandchildren, gold, wealth, and plate. In two places, Sri Ramakrishna told the same thing in a different words, that's all. Takamati. And so one Brahmali just says, sir, if we have money, we can give charity, we can do so many things, many good things we can do through money. The opponent says, Sri Ramakrishna, that is all right, but for me, I am a monk, I should not touch money. One of our Swamis used to make joke, you know, if Sri Ramakrishna would touch money, his hand would bend like this. Our hand also bends, it just straight goes to the pocket. Our hands also bend, but it goes to the pocket. Sri Ramakrishna says, never trust a monk who has a bundle in his back. He has possessions, you see. So that Swami said to the audience, but you can trust us. We do not have any boksha. Boksha means the bundle. We have leather suitcase, so you can transact. When I go, you know, travel, we have beautiful suitcase. I go. We do not have a bundle at back. We interpret, you know, Thakur's words for our own convenience. ঈশ্বর দুবার হাসেন যখন ভাই ভাইয়ে দড়ি ধরে জমি বকরা করে নেয় আর বলে এদিকটা আমার ওই দিকটা তোমার, তখন একবার হাসেন আর একবার হাসেন যখন লোকের অসুখ কঠিন হয়ে পড়েছে, আত্মীয় স্বজনেরা সকলে কান্নাকাটি করছে, বৈদ্য এসে বলছে ভয় কি আমি ভালো করে দেব। বৈদ্য জানে না যে ঈশ্বর যদি মারেন তবে কার সাধ্য তাকে রক্ষা করে। Two are the occasions when the Lord smiles. First, when he finds two brothers dividing with a rope the land left by their father and saying, this side is mine, that side is yours. Secondly, when the patient is dangerously ill and the physician says to his weeping friends, fear not, I take it upon myself to see that the patient gets well. The fool of a physician does not know that no human power can save him whom the Lord chooses to destroy. Sri Ramakrishna went to see Keshav Chandra Sen, who was very ill. And one devotee, Keshav's disciple, was requesting Sri Ramakrishna, sir, Keshav's mother is requesting you to bless Keshav so that he could get rid of this illness. So Sri Ramakrishna is talking. What can I do? God alone blesses all. Thou workest thine own work, men only call it theirs. Then Thakur started. God laughs on two occasions. He laughs when two brothers divide land between them. They put a string across the land, say to each other, this side is mine and that side is yours. God laughs and says to himself, why? This whole universe is mine. And about a little clod, they say, this is mine, this side is mine, and that side is yours. God laughs again when the physician says to the mother, weeping bitterly because of her child's desperate illness, don't be afraid, mother, I shall cure your child. The physician does not know that no one can save the child if God wills that he should die. All are silent. Just then Keshav was seized with a fit of coughing, which lasted for a long time. The sight of his suffering made everyone sad. He became exhausted and could stay no longer. He bowed low before the master and left the room, holding to the wall as before. Then Keshav's family served some refreshment to Sri Ramakrishna, and Sri Ramakrishna talked about Keshav, that what a great soul he is. You know, it's amazing. Keshav dies at the age of 44. Anyhow, I remember when I was making that Ramakrishna video, DVD, that our the documentary movie we made on Sri Ramakrishna. So our Nishpapananda and the other boy, in our front lawn in the 211, they put a rope and then I took a picture that we put in our book. exactly shot. Neil. Neil and Nishpavanand, they put a rope and I took a picture. And that we used in the, you know, it is in the Avajiviji, you will find it. This is the whole universe belongs to me, and these people said this patch is mine, this patch is yours. The moment you close your eyes, nothing will go with you. This is story Sri Ramakrishna reminded the devotees. This world is so impermanent. It is a very, I sometimes say it is a vacation village. We are here very short time, but how we become very attached. Sri Krishna Arjun ke bole chilen, hey Arjun, ashto siddhir madhye ekti siddhi thakle, pore amar je shei paromo bhav ta tumi labh korte parbe na. Otaib jara thik thik bhakto o gyani, tara jeno kono rup siddhi kamona na kore. The Lord Sri Krishna had said to Arjuna, if you possess even one of the eight psychic powers, siddhis, you will never know me in my highest mood. The genuine devotee must not, therefore, desire any of these powers, occult powers. Occult powers, ashto siddhi. But you have seen that Sri Ramakrishna, one of Sri Ramakrishna's best prayers. Ma, Dehushuk China, I do not want any physical concept, comfort, enjoyment. Lokomani China, name and fame. Ostoshiddhi China, eight occult powers. Shatoshiddhi China, 100 other powers. Tumar bhuvan mohini maya mugdha karuna, never delude me with your bewitching maya. Tumar padapadde shuddha bhakti dao. Give me devotion at your blessed feet. This is Sri Ramakrishna's prayer. I pray every morning. Very beginning I pray this one before I start my meditation. Now what is this ashto siddhi? Siddhi is occult powers, it comes to the yogis automatically. When they practice Sangyama, concentration, meditation and samadhi, so they imbibe. It comes to the yogi automatically. As Sri Ramakrishna said to Swamiji, you know, all occult powers are bubbling inside me. I like to give those powers to you. Do you like to have? Sri Ramakrishna, Swamiji said, sir, will they help to realize God? Oh, no, no. But you can show miracles. You will have to work for mother. You can use those powers at that time. Swamiji says, sir, let me realize God first, then I think about it. Sri Ramakrishna was so happy. He was so pleased that his disciples is not hankering of these occult powers. What are those occult powers? Anima, Loghima, Gorima, Mohima, Prakaimbo, Ishitto, Boshitto, Yatha, Kama, Aboshaitto. Very interesting. Anima means the yogi becomes minute. It can shake the touch of a fly or can fly away and again take shape. He can switch his body at any time. Anima. Anima, minute. Mohima, he can make himself very big, large, like Hanuman. He can swell his body like a mountain. Again, he become a fly. Loghima, Gorima. Look, his body can be light like a balloon. His body can become like a heavy mountain. Then, prakaimo. Prakaimo means whatever wish I shall get. I want enjoyment, enjoyment will come. Food, food will come. Beautiful car will come. Whatever I wish, that will come to me. Prakaimo. Then, Ishitto, lordliness. He is like a lord. Everybody obeys him. Boshitto, he has the power to control everybody. Prapti. Prapti means whatever he wishes, that will happen. That you will get. So these are the occult powers. Ashtashiddhi. Prapti actually, prapti is another word. There is another word, they are called prapti. Prapti means this moment I want to go to Dakshineshwar. Boom. From here to Dakshineshwar. It's Sri Ramakrishna in Kashipur Gajan. Yeah, no. Shampuguru house. During Durga Puja. He was in his bed. He saw Surendra was doing Durga Puja and he was crying in front of the mother. And he asked his disciples, now you go, Surendra, it will make Surendra happy. I cannot go. See, he himself went there. When Rita was doing Durga Puja in Shihor, Sri Ramakrishna's Dakshineshwar, he went there to see Rita's Durga Puja. His body is in Dakshineshwar, he is in Shihor. Rida could see. That is called prapto. He can, or they call it bapito, that he can go any place at any time with his subtle body. So you now understand the power. Now Sri Ramakrishna will talk quite a bit of power. Siddhi. Lakshminarayan ekjon marwari, satsangi, ebong dhanajjo byakti, Dakshineshwara ekdin thakurke darshan korte ashen. Thakurer shonge onekkhon dhore Vedanta bishoye alochona hoy, thakurer shoi dharma prosongo kore, tar Vedanta sombandhe alochona shune tini boroi prito hon. Porishese thakurer nikot hote bidai nebar shomoy bolen, ami 10,000 taka apnar sebar nimitto dite chai. ঠাকুর এই কথা শুনবা মাত্র মাথায় দারুণ আঘাত লাগলে যেরূপ হয় মূর্ছাগত প্রায় হলেন। কিছুক্ষণ পরেই মহাবিরক্তি প্রকাশ করে বালকের ন্যায় তাকে সম্বোধন করে বললেন, শালা তুম হিয়াসে আবি উঠ যাও, তুম হামকো মায়াকো প্রলোভন দেখাতা হ্যায়। উক্ত মারোয়ারি ভক্ত একটু অপ্রতিভ হয়ে ঠাকুরকে বললেন, আপ আবি থোড়া কাঁচা হ্যায়। ইয়ার উত্তরে ঠাকুর জিজ্ঞাসা করলেন, কেসি হ্যায়? মারোয়ারি ভক্ত বললেন, মহাপুরুষ লোকোকো খুব উচ্চ অবস্থা হোনে সে তেজ গ্রাহ্য এক সমান বরাবর হো যাতা হয়, কই কুছ দিয়া অথবা লিয়া উসমে উনকা চিত্ত মে সন্তোষ বা ক্ষোভ কুছ নেই হোতা। ঠাকুর ওই কথা শুনে ঈষৎ হেসে তাকে বুঝাতে লাগলেন, দেখো আরশিতে কিছু অপরিষ্কার দাগ থাকলে যেমন ঠিক ঠিক মুখ দেখা যায় না, তেমনি যার মন নির্মল হয়েছে সেই নির্মল মনে কামিনী কাঞ্চন দাগ পড়া কঠিন ঠিক নয়। ভক্ত মারোয়ারি বললেন, বেশ কথা, তবে হৃদয় যে আপনার সেবা করে না হয় তার নামে আপনার সেবার জন্য টাকা থাক। তদুত্তরে ঠাকুর বললেন, না তাও হবে না, কারণ তার নিকট থাকলে যদি কোনো সময় আমি বলি যে অমুককে কিছু দাও বা অন্য কোনো বিষয়ে আমার খরচ করতে ইচ্ছা হয়, তাতে যদি সে দিতে না চায় তার মন সহজেই ও অভিমান আসতে পারে যে ও টাকা তো তোর নয় আমার জন্য দিয়েছে, এও ভালো নয়। মারোয়ারি ভক্ত ঠাকুরের এই কথা শুনে আশ্চর্য হলেন। ঠাকুরের এবং ঠাকুরের এই অদৃষ্টপূর্ব ত্যাগভাব দেখে নিরতিশয় প্রীত হয়ে সস্থানে প্রস্থান করলেন। ইটস এ বিউটিফুল এপিসোডস অফ শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ। Marwaris, they are the business community. They are from Rajasthan. In Calcutta, all big, big business belong to the Marwaris in Boro Bazar area. A rich Marwari, an inhabitant of Marwari in Rajputana, Lakshmi Narayan is by name, who loved the company of holy men, once paid a visit to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna went to his house also once. They had a long discussion about the Vedanta and other scriptural subjects. Lakshmi Narayan was so very satisfied with Sri Ramakrishna's exposition that before he left his presence, he offered to pay 10,000 rupees for his seva service. The proposal acted like a hard blow on his head, and he very nearly swooned away. As soon as he recovered himself, he addressed Lakshmi Narayan after the manner of a little boy, his tone betraying his utter disgust at the proposal made to him. "Get out of this room at once, you fellow. You want to drag me down into the phenomenal world by tempting me with riches?" Lakshmi Narayan was an admirer of Sri Ramakrishna, felt a little disconcerted for a moment, and then remarked, "Sir, you are still slightly below the mark." Sri Ramakrishna said, "How so?" His admirer replied, "A perfect saint makes no distinction between the acceptability and unacceptability of anything offered to him. He is not pleased if anything be given him, nor he is displeased if anything be taken away from him." Sri Ramakrishna gave him a little slight smile and then explained to him the position. "Look here," said he. "If there is a spot, however slight, on the mirror, it cannot best reflect your face. Similarly, it is not meet that there should be a trace even of lust or gold in a pure mind." His admirer replied, "Well said, the amount might be held on your behalf by your nephew Hridoy, who attends on you." Sri Ramakrishna replied, "No, that even might not be done. For suppose I were to ask Hridoy to pay something to anyone or feel inclined to spend something over any particular object and he should object, the thought might naturally come to me. The money is not his. He holds it merely on my behalf. Such egotism, too, is to be deprecated." Lakshmi Narayan heard this explanation with wonder and went home highly pleased with the unforeseen renunciation of Sri Ramakrishna. That is Brahmananda's version. Now listen to M's version. Lakshmi Narayan Marwari, a Vedantist, used to come here very often. One day he saw a dirty sheet on the bed and said, "I shall invest 10,000 rupees in your name. The interest will enable you to pay your expenses." The moment he uttered these words, I fell unconscious, as if struck by a stick. Regaining consciousness, I said to him, "If you utter such words again, you had better not come here. It is impossible for me to touch money. It is also impossible for me to keep it near me." He was a very clever fellow. He said, "Then you too have the idea of acceptance and rejection. In that case, you have not attained the perfect knowledge." "My dear sir," I said, "I have not yet gone that far." All laughed. Lakshmi Narayan then wanted to leave the money with Hridoy. I said to him, "That will not do. If you leave it with Hridoy, then I shall instruct him to spend it as I wish. If he does not comply, I shall be angry. The very concept of money is bad." "No, you can't comply. I shall be angry. You cannot leave it with Hridoy. won't an object kept near a mirror be reflected in it? Thakur was talking, the rules for a sannyasi are extremely hard. He cannot have the slightest contact with lust and gold. He must not accept money with his own hands, and he must not even allow it to be left with near him. In that connection, it is said that he wanted to give to his holy mother also. That is not in this record. I read another place. Holy mother said no. Accepting him is as good as accepting yours. Sri Ramakrishna was very pleased. So 10,000 rupees at that time, quite a bit of money. In 1880s, 10,000 rupees. And Mathura offered a state in Dinajpur. Father, when I die, the income of my state will take care of you. Thakur said, no, no money for me. That is the Marwadiya story. Takar ahankar korte nei. যদি বলো আমি ধনী, ধনীর আবার তারে বাড়া আছে। সন্ধ্যার পর যখন জোনাকি পোকা ওঠে, সে মনে করে আমি জগৎকে আলো দিচ্ছি। আর যেই নক্ষত্র উঠল অমনি তার অভিমান চলে গেল। তখন নক্ষত্ররা মনে করে আমরা জগৎকে আলো দিচ্ছি। কিন্তু পরে যখন চন্দ্র উঠল তখন নক্ষত্ররা লজ্জায় মলিন হয়ে গেল। চন্দ্র মনে করলে আমার আলোয় জগৎ হাসছে। দেখতে দেখতে অরুণোদয় হলো, তখন চন্দ্র মলিন হয়ে গেল, খানিক পরে আর দেখা গেল না। ধনীরা যদি এগুলি ভাবে তাহলে আর তাদের ধনের অহংকার থাকে না। এ ফুলিশ টু ব্র্যাক অফ রিচেস। ইফ ইউ সে ইউ আর রিচ, নো দ্যাট দের আর রিচার অ্যান্ড রিচার মেন দ্যান ইউ। অ্যাট নাইট ফল, when the glow worm, fire worm, make their appearance, they think that it is they that light up the world. But their vanity passes away as soon as the stars appear. Then the stars begin to think that it is they that light up the world. But as soon as the moon is up, they fade away as it were in shame. Now the moon, in her turn, thinks that it is she that makes the world smile with her beam. But presently, on the appearance of the sun, she loses her luster and soon becomes invisible. If those who think themselves rich ponder over these natural facts, they can never boast of their riches again. G 3:16-17. M's version. One must not be proud of one's money. If you say that you are rich, then one can remind you that there are richer men than you, and others richer still, and so on. At dusk, the glowworm comes out and thinks that it lights the world, but its pride is crushed when the stars appear in the sky. The stars feel that they give light to the earth, but when the moon rises, the stars fade in shame. The moon feels that the world smiles as its light, and that it lights the earth. Then the eastern horizon becomes red, and the sun rises. The moon fades, and after a while, is no longer seen. If wealthy people would think that way, they would get rid of their pride in their wealth. You know, some people, they have a little money, they are so proud. Shh. Little money. The way Sri Ramakrishna explained this, it is so clear. Comparison. Sabche bodo prithibi. This earth is very vast. Tatche bodo samudra. The ocean is larger than the earth. Tatche bodo akash. Space is bigger than the earth and the ocean. Tatche bodo ishwar. God is bigger than earth, ocean, and space. Because the Vishnu, with one foot, covered the all three worlds. God is bigger than all these things you see. And the devotee's heart is larger than God. That infinite God, the devotee brings in the heart and thinks about him. You know, the way Sri Ramakrishna explained these things, that how this infinite God can be meditated in our finite heart. There is a story, I do not know whether it is Tulsidas or not. He made asanas for all gods and invited every one of them. They sat everywhere. Nice cushions and all those things. Then Vishnu came, Vishnu, Rama came, and Tulsidas, where is my seat? Lord, your seat is here. I do not like to keep you outside. You stay in my heart. My heart is your seat. For that reason, I do not keep it. All gods, they are all just external different guests. So I entertain them with good cushions and chairs. But your seat is here. That should be our attitude, you know. Nitto sabhavete sham nitto sri nitto mangalam yesham ridhista bhagavan mangalata namhari. It is in the Panjava Gita. That person experiences festivity all the time. That person who carries the Lord in his heart, he achieves all wealth and prosperity and beauty. So first carry the Lord in your heart. Next story is very long. A Kopin Kaste. That's the famous story of Sri Ramakrishna. I think it is a traditional story, Sri Ramakrishna said. Ekjon sadhu guru upodesh niye bhagobaner sadhan bhajan korbar uddeshe kono gramer kache ek nirjon prantorer moddhe samanya ekta pornokutir kore tar moddhe bas korte laglen ebong sadhan bhajan korte laglen. Tini pratyo pratyushe uthe sran itadi kore তার ভিজে কাপড় ও কৌপিন কুচিরের কাছে একটা গাছে শুকবার জন্য রেখে দিতেন। সাধুজন ভিক্ষার জন্য বেরিয়ে যেতেন, সেই সময় ইন্দুর এসে তার সেই কৌপিন কেচে দিত। সাধু পরদিন গ্রামে গিয়ে আবার নতুন কৌপিন বিক্রি করে আনতেন। অল্পদিন পরে সাধু স্নান আনতে আবার ওই ভিজে কৌপিন কুচিরের উপর শুকবার জন্য রেখে দিলেন এবং ভিক্ষানের জন্য গ্রামে গেলেন। ভিক্ষান্তে কুচিরে ফিরে এসে দেখলেন ইন্দুর আবার তার কৌপিন টুকরো টুকরো করে কেচে ফেলেছে। তিনি তাই দিকে মনে মনে বিরক্ত হলেন এবং ভাবতে লাগলেন, আবার কোথায় কার কাছে কৌপিন ভিক্ষা করব। পরদিন আবার ভিক্ষায় বেরিয়ে গ্রামবাসীদের কাছে ইন্দুরের উপদ্রবের কথা জানালেন। গ্রামবাসীরা সমস্ত বৃত্তান্ত শুনে বললে, আপনার রোজ রোজ কী কৌপিন দেবে? আপনি এক কাজ করুন, একটা বিড়াল পুষুন, তাহলে আর বিড়ালের ভয়ে ইন্দুর আসবে না। সাধু তৎক্ষণাৎ গ্রাম থেকে একটা বিড়ালের বাচ্চা নিয়ে এলেন। সেই দিন থেকেই বিড়ালের ভয়ে ইন্দুরের উপদ্রব বন্ধ হলো। তাদেরকে সাধুর আনন্দের সীমা রইল না। ক্রমে সাধু সেই বিড়ালটিকে বেশ আদর যত্নে লালন পালন করতে লাগলেন এবং গ্রামে গিয়ে বিড়ালের জন্য দুধ ভিক্ষা করে এনে খাওয়াতে লাগলেন। কিছুদিন পরে কোনো ব্যক্তি তাকে বলল, সাধুজি, আপনার রোজ দুধের দরকার, দু চার দিন ভিক্ষা করে চলতে পারে, 12 মাস কি আপনাকে দুধ দেবে? আপনি এক কাজ করুন, একটা গরু পুষুন, তাহলে তার দুধ থেকে আপনি নিজে পরিতৃপ্ত হবেন, বিড়ালকেও খাওয়াতে পারবেন। অল্পদিনের মধ্যে সাধু একটি দুগ্ধবতী গাভী সংগ্রহ করে নিয়ে এলেন। সাধুকে আর দুধের জন্য ভিক্ষা করতে হলো না। ক্রমে সাধু সেই গরুর খড় বিচিলি ইত্যাদির জন্য গ্রামে ভিক্ষা করতে লাগলেন। তখন গ্রামের লোকেরা তাকে বলতে লাগলেন, আপনার কুকুরের নিকট পতির জমিতে চাষবাস করুন, তাহলে আর খড় বিচিলির জন্য ভিক্ষা করতে হবে না। তখন সাধু সকলের পরামর্শে নিকটস্থ পতিতে জমিতে চাষ আরম্ভ করলেন। চাষের জন্য তাকে ক্রমে লোক ইত্যাদি নিযুক্ত করতে হলো। যখন শস্যাদি সঞ্চিত হতে লাগলো, তার আগবার জন্য গোলাবাড়ি ইত্যাদি প্রস্তুত করে তিনি ঠিক গৃহস্থের মতো মহাব্যস্ত হয়ে দিন কাটাতে লাগলেন। কিছুদিন পরে সাধুজির গুরু এসে সেখানে উপস্থিত হলেন। তিনি ওই সকল বিষয় বৈভব দেখে একটি চাকরকে জিজ্ঞাসা করলেন, এইখানে একটা ত্যাগী কুচির মধ্যে থাকতেন, তিনি কোথায় আছেন বলতে পারো, কোথায় গেছেন বলতে পারো? চাকরটি কোনো উত্তর দিতে পারলে না। পরে তিনি ওই সাধুর বাড়ির ভিড়ের মধ্যে ঝুঁকে সামনে তার শিষ্যকে দেখতে পেয়ে জিজ্ঞাসা করলেন, বৎস, এসব কি? শিষ্য প্রতিভ হয়ে গুরুর পায়ে পড়ল এবং বলতে লাগলো, প্রভুজি, এসব এক কৌপিন কাওয়াস্তে। সাধুজি একে একে সব বৃত্তান্ত গুরুর নিকট বলতে লাগলেন। গুরুর দর্শনে তার সমস্ত আসক্তি কেটে গেল এবং তিনি তৎক্ষণাৎ সেই সব বিষয় সম্পত্তি পরিত্যাগ করে গুরুর পশ্চাৎগামী হলেন। Let me first read to Brahmananda's version. All for a single piece of rag. Kopin means loincloth. A sadhu, holy man, under the instruction of his guru, spiritual guide, built for himself a small shed thatched with leaves at a distance from a haunts of men. He began his devotional exercises in this hut. Now every morning after ablution, he would hang his wet cloth and the rag means which a kopin, slan cloth, he wore under it on a tree close to the hut to dry them. But on his return from the neighborhood village, which he would visit to beg for his daily food, he found the rats had cut holes of his kopin, so that the next day he was obliged to go to the village for a fresh one. A few days later, the sadhu spread his kopin on the roof of his hut to dry it and then went to the village to beg as usual. On his return, he found that the rats had torn his kopin into shreds. He felt much annoyed and thought within himself, what shall I do again to beg for a kopin? Whom shall I ask for one? All the same, he saw the villagers and the next day they represented to them the mischief done by the rats. Having heard all he had to say, the villagers said, who will keep you supplied with cloth every day? Just do one thing, keep a cat. It will keep away the rats. The sadhu forthwith secured a kitchen in the village and carried it to his hut. From that day, the rats ceased to trouble him and there was no end to his joy. The sadhu now began to change the usual little creature, the great care, and feed it on the milk baked from the village. After some days, a villager said to him, Sadhuji, you require milk every day. You can supply your want for few days at most by begging. Who will supply you with milk all the year round? Just do one thing, keep a cow. You will satisfy your own comforts by drinking her milk, and you can give some to your cat. In a few days, the sadhu procured a milch cow and had no occasion to beg for milk anymore. By and by, the sadhu found it necessary to beg for a straw for the cow. He had to visit the neighboring villages for the purpose, but the villagers said, there are lots of uncultivated land close to your hut. Just cultivate the land and you shall not require to beg for a straw for your cow. Guided by their advice, the sadhu took to tilling the land. By and by, he had to engage some laborers and later on found it necessary to build barns to store the crops in. He now passed his days just like a busy householder. After some time, his guru came to see him, finding himself surrounded by goods and chattels. The guru felt puzzled and inquired of a servant, An ascetic used to live here in a hut. Can you tell me why he has removed himself?" But the servant did not know what to say to him in reply. So the guru ventured to enter into the house where he met his disciple. The guru said to him, "My son, what is all this?" The disciple in great shame fell at the feet of his guru and said, "My lord, all for a single piece of kopin." And then described in detail everything that had happened. All his worldly attachments vanished at the sight of his guru, whom he followed directly, leaving his goods and chattels behind. That is Brahmananda's verse. Swami Nikhilananda, it is not Sri Ramakrishna's gospel. See, Swami Nikhilananda put it in a footnote, 435. Sri Ramakrishna sat down on the porch west in his room. Narendra Banerjee, Hori M, and others sat by his side. The master knew about Narendra's family difficulties. "You see, all these sufferings are because of a piece of loincloth. A man takes a wife and begs, begets children. Therefore, he must secure a job. The sadhu is worried about the loincloth, and the householder about his wife. Further, the householder may not live on a good terms with his relatives, so he must live separately with his wife, with the love. Chaitanya once said to Nityananda, 'Listen to me, brother, a man entangled in loneliness can never be free.'" In that connection, Swami Nikhilananda wrote this footnote. A reference to the following story, which Sri Ramakrishna often told his devotees. There is a sannyasi whose only possession was two pairs of loin clothes. One day a mouse nibbled at one piece, so the holy man kept a cat to protect his loin clothes from the mouse. Then he had to keep a cow to supply milk for the cat. Later he had to engage a servant to look after the cow. Gradually the number of his cows multiplied. He acquired pastures and farmland. He had to engage a number of servants. Thus he became in course of time, a sort of landlord. And last of all, he had to take a wife to look after his big household. One day, one of his friends, another monk, happened to visit him and was surprised to see his altered circumstances. When asked the reason, the holy man said, "It is all for the sake of a piece of loincloth." And the same story are described in many different ways, you see. A kopin caste. Monks also get attached and get caught by Maya. Sri Ramakrishna's guru, Totapuri, never stays in one place more than 3 days because he'll be attached. But in Dakshineswar, he stayed 1 year. Hriday Mukherjee ekdin Thakur. Why the puja not put it there? Oh my goodness. He did not translate it. This man did not. সাধনে বিঘ্ন শুড গো ইন দিস চ্যাপ্টার। হৃদয় মুখী একদিন ঠাকুরকে বলেছিলেন, "মামা, তোমার প্রতি মার এত দয়া, তুমি মার কাছে কিছু সিদ্ধাই চেয়ে নাও না কেন?" ঠাকুর তখন বালকের অবস্থা ঋদুর এই কথা শুনে তিনি একদিন চাঁপাতলার পুষ্করিণীর ঘাটে বসে বালকের ন্যায় মাকে বলতে লাগলেন, "মা, ঋদু বলে তুমি মার কাছ থেকে সিদ্ধাই চেয়ে নাও না কেন?" এই বলে তিনি মাকে চিন্তা করতে লাগলেন। অল্পক্ষণ পরে তিনি সমগ্র দেখলেন, এটি লাল কেলে কাপড় পরা মোটা স্ত্রীলোক শৌচে বসেছে। তার পরক্ষণে চলে এসে হৃদয়কে বললে, শালা তুই আমাকে কী বুদ্ধি দিয়েছিস, আমি আর তোর বুদ্ধি নেব না। তোর কথা শুনে মাকে বললো, মা হৃদয় আমাকে বলে তুমি মার কাছ থেকে সিদ্ধাই চেয়ে নাও না কেন। মা তৎক্ষণাৎ ওই রূপ দেখিয়ে দিলেন। দিস বুক যে ট্রান্সলেট যাই জন্য হোয়াই বাট ইট ইজ ইন দ্য গসপেল 7:45। Master, people of a small intellect, he was telling Girish. Girish Ghosh used to say now and then that he could cure illness by the strength of the Master's name. And Girish has so much faith in Sri Ramakrishna. Master to Girish and the other devotees, people of a small intellect seek occult powers, powers to cure disease, win a lawsuit, walk on water, and such things. But the genuine devotees of God don't want anything except his lotus feet. One day Rida said to me, Uncle, please ask the mother for some powers, some occult powers. I have the nature of a child. While I was practicing japa in the Kali temple, I said to Kali, Mother, Rida asked me to pray to you for some occult powers. The divine mother at once showed me a vision. A middle-aged prostitute, about 40 years old, appeared and sat with her back to me. She had large hips and wore a black border sari. Soon she was covered with filth. The mother showed me the occult powers are as abominable as the filth of the prostitutes. Thereupon I went to Hridaya and scolded him, saying, Why did you teach me such a prayer? It is because of you that I had such an experience. People with a little occult power gain such things as name and fame. Many of them want to follow the profession of a guru, gain people's recognition, and make disciples and devotees. Men say of such a guru, Ah, he is having a wonderful time. How many people visit him? He has many disciples and followers. His house is overflowing with furniture and other things. People give his presents. He has such power that he can feed many people if he desires. Then Sri Ramakrishna talked about that a guru giri to be some gurus, this is their like profession. As the prostitute wants more customers and more money, some gurus, you know, are seeking more money, more disciples. Sri Ramakrishna pounded on the gurus. All right, up to this tonight. These are the obstacles in spiritual life.